But I know that the stuff that was done with the WF-10 was genuine. It was the real thing. And I know that the guys that are taking the worst chemotherapy and the worst radiation are having their bodies completely cleaned out, including bone marrow, you know, the post-radiation treatment, you get the bone marrow cancers and all the other shit.
Yeah.
The WF-10 is making them go away. Now, the WF-10 is being used now to create ALS, or to cure ALS, and to also cure bone marrow cancer. They're actually using it as a cure. I've read the papers on it. It's genuine. It's the real thing. But most important of all, the WF-10 is being used post-radiation, post-chemotherapy to clean all of the poisons and the dead shit out of your body. And it works.
And the FDA would not approve it to do that.
Well, they actually did. They wouldn't allow the WF-10 to be used as a primary, only a secondary, and that's what they did to Brzezinski. They wanted to sell their poison first before Brzezinski could come and clean it up. And that happened with WF-10.
Oh, did they? I didn't know. I knew it. They had received approvals in Malaysia and some other places for it, but I didn't know FDA had actually finally approved it.
Well, I don't know if it is approved, but I'm telling you that that's what they used it for. And they use it in several countries, you know, Germany, Canada, and places like that. There were Canadian trials. There was trials in Taiwan, China, all over the damn world that I can't get. And I tried really hard for weeks on end. I'd hit the same sites over and over and over, and I'd be looking for trials that I could actually have translated, stuff like that, eh?
Yeah, there were some other names that the product is available under because it did receive approval in the Far East. It was either Malaysia, it was a couple countries in the Far East, either Malaysia, Singapore, but I, at least when I read, I never saw where it received any kind of approval with the FDA, but it is being used.
They were using it in Munich,
You
know, as a secondary cleanup, and they were also using it, I know that if you looked at WF-10 treating bone marrow cancer and WF-10 treating ALS, you're going to find that they are using it. I'm not sure if it's on a trial basis or something like what Brzezinski is doing now, but I do know that they are certainly using it and it's working. ALS, bone marrow cancer, it's working.
But you got to take their crap first in order to get it after the fact.
Well, the bottom line on it is you're not going to get the bone marrow cancer unless you've had the chemo and the radiation. Then you get the bone marrow cancer. So it was probably a spin-off of them finally being able to use the WF-10 as a cleanup. They probably discovered, well, this guy has bone marrow cancer, but it just went away. You know? So basically, it's MMS with five different acids instead of one.